I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hong Kong reverted to Beijing's control 17 years ago. Now Beijing wants to hold an election, but wants to pick the candidates. That led to protests, clashes, and crackdowns. Asian Access's Joe Handley says there's a lesson here. Leadership and character count. A2 trains through biblical principles. Hong Kong is the site for their newest initiative.
Once we bridge from pastor to marketplace leader, it will begin to flow the influence across many sectors of society.
Nobody wants a Tiananmen Square. The next few weeks are crucial. Plus, Handley's heading to Hong Kong in December.
Pray for Asian Access as we enter that space.
Next, what do doctors and pastors have in common? Well, a lot of things, including the fact that they're both busy and incredibly draining jobs. Yet Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says remarkable people in India are both. In remote villages, Christians and Hindus alike wait to be prayed over and treated by these pastors. But their medical resources are limited. Find out how you can help them out at our website and ask God to lead these patients to Himself. And people debate whether addressing physical needs or spiritual needs is important for ministry. Dr. Steve Edmondson shares insight from Starfish's ministry to the people of Loganoff, Haiti.
We set it up as this either-or question, and we have one choice. I think the question is wrong. As long as we set the gospel of Jesus as central to what we do, then it's central in the context of what their reality is. To proclaim it and to demonstrate it through acts of love and service is an expression of the same gospel.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.